Then we move on to an update by Michel on SME standard review. Is that correct, Michel?
Youssef is going to give the update, actually.
Who is?
Youssef.
Oh, okay, Youssef.
Thank you, Hans. Hello, everybody. Our last meeting with you was December last year. And at that meeting, we discussed the key messages from outreach events, online surveys, and a preliminary analysis of the comment letters on the request for information comprehensive review of the IFRS for SMEs standard. At that meeting, the board decided to ask the SME Implementation Group, the SMIG, to discuss a comprehensive summary of feedback on the request for information and develop recommendations that will enable the board to decide the project's direction. The SMIG is a group of 28 members with knowledge and direct experience with the IFRS for SMEs standard. The SMIG include accountants working with SMEs, auditors from small or medium-sized public practices, academics and trainer, national standard setters, and professional bodies. The group represents a geographical diversity with six from Europe, seven from Africa, seven from the Americas, eight from Asia Oceania, and also consists of four observers. The SMIG met on the 4th and 5th this month, and we wanted to update you on that meeting. The agenda papers for the SMIG meeting were distributed to SMIG members before the meeting and are publicly available on our website. Board members have also received copies of the meeting papers. The SMIG meeting discussion focused on parts A and B of the request for information. The board will recall that part A addressed the strategic questions and approach to the review, and part B addressed aligning specific sections of the IFRS for SMEs standard with full IFRS standards. We plan to seek the recommendation of the SMIG on other aspects discussed in the request for information at a future SMIG meeting. At that meeting, we confirmed that Alignment is continuing to develop the IFRS for SMEs standard based on the principles and requirements of IFRS standards consistent with how the standard was originally developed. We also confirmed that the review does not intend to change the original objective of the IFRS for SMEs standard, which is to provide a simplified, self-contained set of accounting principles that are appropriate for small, non-listed entities and are based on full IFRS standards. Overall, the SMIG members agreed with the staff preliminary thoughts as presented in the agenda papers and based on the feedback on the request for information. The SMIG members provided useful insight on the topics for which we received mixed feedback on the request for information. For example, on investment entities, in their experience, some private equity entities that do not meet the definition of public accountability apply the IFRS for SMEs standard. These entities would prefer the board introduce a requirement that investment entities measure investments in subsidiaries at fair value through profit or loss. The staff are drafting the SMIG report based on discussions at the SMIG meeting, and the full report will be made available on the SMIG meeting page on our website. At the March board meeting, the staff will present a plan for the review for the board to decide the project direction for the second phase of the second comprehensive review based on the feedback to the request for information and the SMIG's recommendation. Some SMIG members offered to help us to reach out to some SME preparers to carry out some additional work to prepare for the next steps. Do you have any questions?
Who would like to ask a question or raise an issue? I see there is no need for that. You have been excessively clear, Youssef.
Thank
I'm
you.
afraid. Okay. Well, we are a bit ahead of schedule. I propose we take a break anyway. Let's break till 9:45, and then we get an overview of the extractive activities project educational session. Okay, see you in 15 minutes.